Adam Gilchrist in the UK, two hammer blows for Boris Johnson in the last few hours. Can the Prime Minister survive this?
Good morning, Spencer. That is the question. He's obviously trying to survive it. Boris Johnson's usual tactic in surviving all the various controversies he's had is to wait it out. He sort of hopes it goes away. Excuse me. So in this particular instance, though, these are two very senior figures, both Rishi Sunak, the Chancellor, and Sajid Javid, the Health Secretary, two very senior members of the Cabinet, have resigned. And in resigning, they've also given these extremely pithy comments. They've officially resigned because it turns out Boris Johnson knew something about the misbehaviour of Chris Pincher before appointing him as one of the custodians of rulemaking within the party, the deputy chief whip. Apparently he knew, but, quote, forgot. So Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid have both decided, hang on, this is a boss who's not showing clarity or leadership. In Rishi Sunak's parting comment, he wants the government to be conducted properly, competently and seriously. The Sajid Javid's parting shot, I can no longer in good conscience continue serving in this government. I mean, they are essentially the right-hand men of Boris Johnson, and they are absolutely sticking the knife in and probably lining themselves up for a leadership challenge. You think both of them might fancy a go themselves?
How on earth do you forget an allegation of groping? I mean, that's just very hard to believe, very hard to believe. And both of those resignations, not coordinated, as I understand it, but happening very swiftly one after the other.
You have to say that Boris Johnson forgot that he was at parties during lockdown, denied that they happened, denied that any of his staff were at them, then admitted he'd been at them, and oopsie-daisy, it's all fine though, isn't it? Let's move on. I mean, that's the Prime Minister we've got.
All right. Well, let us move on to Minions Mayhem. What's going on in cinemas in the UK?
Okay, so this is the new film, the new Minions film. It's been a little while in the making. I think it's been 3 or 4 years, hasn't it, since the last one. Minions, The Rise of Gru. And what this is about is the fact that people have taken to wearing the Minions costumes. I mean, you can buy them online and they're not that expensive. And they're kind of fun. Now, you can also make your own, I guess, because it's, you know, a lot of them involve goggles and overalls of some sort, yes, and making yourself look a bit yellow. But it's what happens when people then get in the cinema. And according to a number of cinemas here, people have acted out of character in the sense that once you put on the Minion costume, you begin to misbehave like the Minion characters in the film. And no doubt speaking a load of that kind of stuff that the Minions like to speak. And so a number of cinemas have kicked people out just for wearing the costumes, but also for rowdy behavior. In other cases, they're now stopping people going in the first place in fancy dress. And I have to say, as somebody who's been to two films, specifically a Star Wars and a Lord of the Rings, when half the audience were in fancy dress, it was glorious. Mm. It was just a celebration of it. I get the idea of maybe a little bit misbehavior doesn't exactly help. But you know what? How about that old-fashioned thing of having an actual usher or usherette in the cinema helping control things? No, I mean, how about that for a normal idea?
It's all automated. It's all robotic these days, isn't it? And you're lucky if you see someone come in with a brush pan at the end for 30 seconds.
I know.
Yeah.
Ironically, it's all Minion-like. Exactly.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. Oh, well, that is spoiling the fun. Adam Gilchrist, thank you. We'll hear from you same time tomorrow.
Thank you.